Coming up on WTOP.
Schools have cafeterias, gyms, and libraries. Now one has an escape room. I'm Matt Small.
617.
This is WTOP, your source for today's top news, traffic, and weather. Always connected and constantly updated. In your car, at home, at work, and on the go. WTOP. Never miss a moment.
Critical thinking, strategic planning, and teamwork are some of the skills students are learning inside of Fairfax County Middle School's new escape room.
They're learning about that dynamic of being able to collaborate with other students and communicate well with other students, and that's really what this is about.
That's Matt Hoffer, the after-school program specialist at Luther Jackson Middle School in Merrifield, talking about the new escape room there.
I don't care if they get to the end of the puzzle. Yeah, it's fun to solve it and win and end the game and all that, but the real learning is that experience where they're learning to be a good communicator and a good collaborator and a critical thinker.
WTOP.com details how he was able to transform an old computer lab into the innovative environment, the first of its kind for Fairfax County Public Schools. Matt Small, WTOP News.
Eighth graders at Luther Jackson Middle School in Fairfax County have something new to experience. It's an escape room.
We didn't want to make it too easy because we didn't want kids to just fly through it in 20 minutes and be done.
After school program specialist Matt Hoffert transformed an old computer lab there into the innovative environment, the first of its kind for Fairfax County Public Schools.
We're trying to find that balance of like not too easy, but not so difficult that it just frustrates everybody and they don't want to do it anymore.
He says the school's new escape room is designed to review material taught in the previous year.
Really wanted something that would kind of get kids talking and get kids excited about being here in the building. Just a feature piece, you know, something cool about our school that we have. It's been fun to kind of see that come together.
Matt Small, WTOP News.
And you can read more about that escape room at WTOP.com.